country, and he's going to bring them to their own land where they can live in freedom.
神把这个国家从围炉之地带出来到一个成一个独立国家来经过他们拯救人类。
As they live in freedom, God can prepare to bring about this Savior.
让自由的生存来神从他们当中兴起一个救赎。
So the story that we're at today, God is about to bring them into this land.
今天我们就要讲的就是神怎么样把带到这个他们自由的土地。
But there's a problem.
但是有个问题。
There's already people living in the land.
但那边已经这个地土地上已经有人在居住了。
Now these people are wicked and they are against God.
这些都是一些不认识神、背叛神的人。
God does not want to judge anybody.
神不愿意来审判任何人。
He doesn't want to judge the people in this land.
他也不愿意来审判那些已经住在那边的人。
But there is a limit to how long God will wait.
但是神的等待是有个限度的。
And in his wisdom, he has decided that now is the time to judge the people in that land.
他智慧告诉他，现在就审判这人的时间。
And he will use his nation to do this.
神用他自己的国家、国度来做这个工作。
So at this time, Joshua is the leader of this Jewish nation.
在这个时候，神兴起了约书亚来带领这个国家。
And they are about to go into the land and attack a city named Jericho.
他们要进入这个应许之地来 攻打这个耶利哥城。
But before they go into the land, Joshua the leader sends in two spies to look at the land.
那个在进攻耶利哥城的时候，约书亚送了两个探子去探的城。
Okay, now I'd like us to read the story.
那我们来
So I want someone to read all of Joshua chapter 2.
我们来看看这圣经上这个故事怎么记载的，在约书亚记第二章。
I think we decided to read it in Chinese, so if you are an English speaker, just read along in the English.
我决定读中文，说你是看英文的话，你就看着英文的经节，一面在听中文。
Were you going to read?
Me? I think you are going to read in Taiwanese? No.
No.
So the whole chapter too?
All chapter, the whole chapter.
整个约书亚记第二章。当下论儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗地打发两个人做探子，吩咐说：“你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。”于是二人去了，来到个妓女名叫拉合的家里，就在那里躺卧。有人告诉耶利哥王说：“今夜有以色列人来到这里窥探此地。”耶利哥王打发人去见拉合说：“那来到你这里进了你家的人要交出来，因为他们来窥探全地。”女人将两人隐藏，就回答说：“那人果然到我们这里，到我这里来。他们是哪里来的，我却不知道。天黑到关城门的时候，他们出去了，往哪里去，我却不知道。你们赶快去追赶，就必追上。先是女人领二人上了房顶，将他们藏在那里所摆的麻街中。”那些人就往约旦河的渡口追赶他们去了。追赶他们的人一出去，城门就关了。二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶，对他们到他们那里对他们说：“我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们面前使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样在约旦河东的两个亚摩利王和西宏和赫厄将他们进行毁灭。我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因为你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神，现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。二人答说：“你若不泄露我们这件事，我们情愿替你们死。耶和华将这地赐给我们的时候，我们的必以慈爱诚实待你。”于是女人用绳子将二人从窗户里坠下去，因他的房子是在城墙边上，他也住在城墙上。他对他们说：“你们且往山上去，恐怕追赶的人碰见你们。” 要在那里隐藏三天，等追赶的人回来，然后才可以走你们的路。二人对他们说，你要这样行，不然你叫我们所起的事就永无干了。我们来到这地的时候，你要把这条朱红线绳系在坠我们下去的窗户上，并且使你们的父母弟兄和你父的全户都聚集在你家中。凡出了你们家门往街上去的，他们的罪必归到他自己头上，与我们无干了。凡在你家里的，若有人下手害他，留他血的罪就归到我们的头上。你若泄露我们这件事，你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。女人说，照你们的话行吧。于是打发他们出去，又把朱红线系在窗户上。二人到了山上，在那里住了三天，等追赶人回去了，追赶的人一路找他们却找不着，二人就下山回来，过了河，到论的儿子约书亚那里，向他们说所遭遇的一切事。又对约书亚说，耶和华果然将那全地交在我们手中，那地的一切居民在我们面前心都消化了。
Okay, so Joshua sends two spies to look at Jericho.
So Yehua, 约书亚送了两个探子去探讨。
Rahab, this prostitute, helps the spies.
那个拉和这个妓女帮着两个人。
And they come back and they tell Joshua, yes, we are going to get the land.
这探子回到约书亚的人告诉他，是，我们要得那地。
So after reading the story, there's really only one question that matters.
在读这个故事之后，其实是我只有一个问题。
We'll ask a few questions, but only one question really matters.
我有好几块问题呢，其实一个是最重要的。
Why did she do it?
为什么她要这样做？
Why did Rahab help the spies?
为什么拉合要帮这两个探子？
Think about it.
想想看。
Okay. This was a walled city.
这是个有城墙的城市。
It's actually a very old city, probably started about 8000 BC.
这是一个非常古老的城市，大概在公元前8000年。
So by this time, it actually has a double set of walls, double walls.
其实这个耶利哥城有两重的城墙。
It's very strong.
是一个非常坚固的城市。
All they have to do is close the doors, nobody can get in.
只要把城门关起来，没有人可以进出。
It could be the strongest city in this whole area.
在当时可能是在那个地区，当时是最坚强的城市。
Also, like all people at this time, Rahab and people in that city would be polytheists.
Would be
polytheists that believe in many gods.
因为在那个时代，那个城市的人，包括拉合，可能是敬拜多神的。
So there would be a city god.
可能有个护城的神。
There would be gods in the house.
房子里面有个神。
Rahab probably had a god in her house.
可能拉合自己有自己的神在他房子里面。
They would believe in gods for everything.
他们相信所有的神。
And what's important to know is that polytheists worship gods for power.
他们敬拜多的神为的是有能力。
They worship all of the gods they believe in to get power from those gods.
他们信在各样的神，希望从各样的神拿到各样的能力。
In fact, they would believe that the strength of their city proves the strength of their gods.
他们认为他们得到了，他们从城市得到能力来证明他们的人神是有能力的。
These spies coming in are foreigners.
这些探子是外来的人。
They're foreigners with a foreign god.
他们是外邦人，外来的人，他们信外来的神。
The people in the city would believe they had a god, but that was their god, a foreign god.
在住在城里的人，他们已经认为他们自己的神了，所以他认为这些人是外来的神。
We don't need your foreign god here.
我们不需要你们的神。
And this is exactly what happens to us in Taiwan.
同样的，这情况就是在台湾。
We tell the gospel to Taiwan's blue collar workers, to the manual laborers.
我们传福音是台湾的那些劳工界的人。
They believe in many gods.
他们相信各式各样的神。
They believe their gods have power.
他们也相信他们的神有能力。
I am a foreigner.
我是一个外国人。
One of the main reactions I get to the gospel is, Oh, Jesus, oh, I heard of him. He's a god of the foreigners.
我常常那个反应说，哎呀，我听过耶稣，耶稣是外国人的神。
Or he's a god of those Americans.
他是美国人的神。
That's what they tell me. I don't know this God. He's a foreign God.
他对我说我不认识这个神，他们是外国人的神。
I have a friend of mine who was in a Bible study with me and some men for a year.
我有个朋友，他是跟我一起做研读圣经的好多年了。
He finally told me, I can't believe in Jesus.
他最后告诉我，我不能够相信耶稣。
Because I would have to leave my family God, and He's protected our family for 30 years.
因为我要信耶稣的话，必须要放弃我的家里面的神，他已经保护我30年了。
So why did Rahab do it?
为什么我要做这个事情呢？
Militarily, it doesn't make sense.
在 militarily， 在这个 在这个实际上很不是很有意思。
Oisu. Religiously, it doesn't make sense.
在信仰上的确这是有意思的。
Politically, it doesn't make any sense.
在政治上不觉得有什么意思。
Why did she do it?
为什么你要这样做呢？
Fortunately, the answer is in the text.
很幸运的这个答案就在这个里面。
It's in verse 9. Look into verse 9.
这是第九节。
Says Rahab said to them, I know the Lord has given you this land, and we are all afraid. That's enough.
这个拉合说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们。
So why did she do it?
为什么要做呢？
Because she believed the Lord, their God, had given them the land.
因为拉合认为他们的神已经把这土地给了他们。
She did it because she believed in the foreign God.
他这样做，因为他相信这个外来的神。
Why did she believe?
为什么他相信？
The answer is in verse 10.
他答案是在第十节。
Says, we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed.
是在第十节，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们面前是洪水的，是红海水干呢？并且你们怎样在约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩。
She heard what their God had done.
因为她听见了他们神所做的事情。
Did she see them cross the Red Sea?
她有没有看见这以色列人过红海呢？
Did she see them destroy these cities?
她有没有听见他们对亚摩利王做的事情呢？
No, she only heard.
她只是没有看见，她是听见。
Like you and me.
就像你跟我一样。
Did you see the resurrection of Jesus?
你有没有看见耶稣复活？
Did you see Jesus do miracles?
你有没有看见耶稣行神迹？
No, you've heard about it from reliable witnesses.
你没有，你所只听见。
You've heard the testimony from reliable witnesses in God's Word.
你听见这个见证是从圣经神的话语里面的听到的。
She is just like you and me.
她，然后是跟你跟我一样。
But what did she believe?
但是她相信什么？
The answer to what she believed is in the next verse, verse 11.
她所相信的是在下一个经节11节。
It says in 11, When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below.
他这样说的，我们一听见这件事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆量。耶和华是你们的神，本是上天下地的神。
So what did she believe?
所以他拉合相信是什么？
She believed their God was the God in heaven above and on earth below.
因为他们拉合相信他的这个以色列神是上天下地的神。
She believed their God was the supreme God of everything.
因为他相信以色列神是一个万能的神。
The creator God of all things.
是创造所有万物的神。
That meant that all of her gods were created by him.
他们当地人所相信神是被这个神所创造的。
They were lower, not as important as the creator.
他们是在比较低级的。
That also meant that Rahab was created by the creator God.
拉合相信拉合本人本身也是为这位神所创造的。
And maybe she began to understand, God made me, God made my heart.
不晓得神创造他的身体，也创造他的心脏。
I am valuable to the Creator God.
我对这位创造者是有价值的。
That is very different from every other god that people believe in.
这一点是跟其他人所相信他们神所不同的。
Other gods are worshipped for power, but the creator God loves me.
他们所相信的神是为了得到能力，但这位神是创造我们的神。
Now there's an artist, a very famous artist.
是一个很出名的艺术家。
And this famous artist is a painter.
他是一个画家。
And he paints, everything he paints, people say it's the best painting I've ever seen.
他所画的画是，每个人都说他是画的最好的画。
Maybe he paints the sea, or he paints a mountain.
他画一个海，画一幅山。
Or he could paint animals or trees.
他画动物或树木。
And people look at his paintings and they say, Wow, you are so good. That is the best painting I've ever seen.
人看他画的画说，哦，这你画画是画的最好，从来没有看过。
And one day the artist, he paints another painting.
当他画另一幅画的时候,
and he looks at this painting.
他自己看这幅画,
and he says, This is my masterpiece.
他说,
Every other painting I've done, throw them all away.
我以前画的都给丢掉,
because this painting is my masterpiece.
这个画是我的杰作,
it is so better than anything I've ever made. Ever.
这幅画我画具有以前所画法都是好。
He wakes up the next morning.
他第二天早上起床,
and it's gone.
哇,这幅画不见了,
someone stole it.
人被人偷了,
How do you think he feels?
你想想看他会怎么想?
He's mad. But he's also sad.
Yeah, 很伤心,
he wants to find it.
他一定要把它找回来,
he'll do anything to go and get the painting.
他一定会做所有事情来把这幅画找回来,
and he pays people to go out and find the painting.
他甚至请人去把这幅画找回来,
finally, they find it and he brings it home.
最后这块找到了,
and he hangs it up.
把它挂在墙上,
and he throws a party and invites his friends over. Look, I found my painting.
他有个开个宴会来告诉他要把画找回来了。
What's the painting?
这画是什么?
What did he paint?
他上画些什么?
It's you.
他画就是你。
It's your face.
他你的面孔。
Your face is the painting.
你的面孔就画在这幅画上。
Of everything God made, the mountains, the sea, and the animals.
以前画的这个山啊、水啊、动物啦。
You are His masterpiece.
但你的画是他的杰作。
You are so valuable to Him.
这你对他是那么的有价值。
Because He made you.
因为他创造了你。
He made your heart.
他创造你的心。
He loves you and He wants to know you.
他爱你，也愿意认识你。
Now Rahab could not have completely understood this.
巴格可能完全了解这个事情,
but she understood it enough to know, I want the Creator God.
她这样认识神，她说我需要这一位创造者。
Okay, let's finish the story.
我们把故事讲完了。
You probably know the story. The Israelites come and they circle the city 7 times.
你知道这故事接下来就讲以色列人进城。 进在这个耶路撒冷的外面绕了七次,
and the walls fall down.
那这个城墙倒塌,
and the army goes in and they destroy everybody.
军队进去了，消灭所有的人。
What happens to Rahab?
但是拉合的家人怎么样?
I'll read just a couple verses in chapter 6.
我们进到第六章，我们看看经文里怎么讲。
So 6:23.
第六章的第23节
says, So the young men who were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brothers and all she had. And they also brought out all her relatives. And then a little bit of verse 25, it says, And she has lived in the midst of Israel to this day, for she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho.
23节说，当探子的 两个人少年人就进去将拉合与他的父母弟兄和他所有的并他一切的亲眷都带出来安置在以色列人的营外。25节，约书亚却把妓女拉合与他父家并他所有的都救活了，因为他隐藏了约书亚所打发窥探耶利哥的使者，他就住在以色列中直到今日。
So what happened to Rahab?
所以对拉合最后的结局是怎么样?
She's saved.
她被救了。
She and all of her household go into her house and they're saved.
她跟她家眷都在她的家里面被救了。
There is a judgment of God all around her house.
这是有以色列军队正围绕她的家。
But those in her house are saved. And I love the consistency in the Bible. As Rahab and her family are in the house, there's a judgment around her, and she's saved.
拉合跟家人是安全在家里面，而他家外面都受到审判。
Remember Noah and the ark. Noah and his family go into the ark, and there's a judgment around the ark, but Noah's saved.
跟挪亚的方舟一样，反正方舟里面人都被救了，而方舟外面人都被审判。And
you and I, in the same way, we're put into Christ, into Jesus. So when the judgment comes, we will be saved because we're in Jesus.
你跟我一样，我们都在耶稣的保护之下，当审判来临的时候，凡在耶稣以外的都会被审判。
I can't think of a clearer description of the gospel in the Old Testament.
我不能想到在旧约里面还有什么更好的一个例证。
She heard, she believed, and she was saved.
她只拉合听到了，她相信了，她被拯救了。
It's the gospel.
这就是福音。
Another question.
另外一个问题。
Why did God save her?
为什么神要拯救她?
She's a prostitute.
她是个妓女啊。
She's dirty.
她是一个不清洁的人。
She would not be allowed to worship with the Israelites.
她是不可能不会被以色列人所接受跟他们一起崇敬拜的。
Why would God save this woman?
为什么耶稣要拯救这个女人?
This is after Moses. After Moses.
这是在摩西以后发生的事情。
They've got the Ten Commandments.
在之前，耶稣已经颁了上帝颁了十诫给以色列人。
The spies should have said, "Well, we could save you, but you know what? We got these 10 rules."
那探子可以跟拉合说：“是啊，我们愿意拯救你，但是世界上有规定耶。” And
you know, one of these rules says you can't commit adultery. I don't think you're gonna make it.
那探子会想说：“哎，世界上说不可以奸淫，这个我怎么再救你啊？”
Do you think there was one person, at least one person, better than Rahab in that city?
你想想，在那时候，会不会任何一个人比拉合要稍微好呢？
One person better than a prostitute in that city?
在那城中，有没有一个人会比一个妓女还好呢？
Definitely.
肯定的。
So why did God save her?
为什么神要拯救她？
Once again, the Bible tells us the answer.
再一次，圣经告诉我们这个答案。
It's actually in Hebrews 11. We don't have to turn there, but Hebrews 11:31.
这是希伯来书十一章三十一节。
Hebrews 11 is a long list of all the faithful saints who believed in God from the Old Testament.
在那里记载是很长的一个名单，所以相信上帝的人。
The last one mentioned is Rahab.
最后被提到就是拉合。
And interestingly, Hebrews 11 begins with Creator God talking about the Creator God.
他是被
The beginning of Hebrews 11 says, because there is a creator God, we have this, these faithful saints. So Hebrews 11:31 tells us, Rahab, because of her faith, was saved by God.
在11章3节提到,
Not because she was good.
不是因为她是一个好人,
she wasn't good. In fact, her faith not only saved her, it saved her whole family.
她的信心不只是拯救她本人，也拯救她整个家族。
Because of her faith, her entire family was able to be saved.
因为她信心，她整个家族被拯救了。
Now there's an interesting point too.
这个很有趣的一点。
Everyone in the city was scared, right?
在当时，这城里所有人都很害怕。
Because they had also heard.
因为他们也听到了。
And they believed, but they didn't have faith. In God.
他们或者相信了我听到的，但是他并没有这个信心来相信这位神。
Maybe they didn't have what we might call a saving faith.
很多人是为了顾面子。
How do we know that Rahab had saving faith? How do we know?
我们怎么知道这个拉合他能够顾到他自己的面子？
Guess what? The Bible tells us again.
圣经也告诉我们答案。
In James chapter 2, verse 25.
James 2:25
tells us that Rahab put her faith into action.
2:25节讲到她把信心化成行为。
Her faith became the action to hide the spies.
他的信心，把他因为他信心，所以他来救这两个探子。
Her faith also became the action to tell her entire family.
因为他信心，让他能够把这个消息告诉他整个家族。
We know her faith was real because it turned into action.
我们知道信心是真实的，因为他有行为出来。
Well, what about you?
你呢？
Have you heard about the Creator God?
你有听过创造的主吗？
Have you believed in Him?
你有没有相信他呢？
Have you put your faith in the Creator God?
你有没有把你的信心放在这位创造主里面呢？
Then you also are saved.
这样的话，你也会被拯救。
And that is why we are in Taiwan.
这是为什么我们去到台湾？
Because most people will never hear.
因为那些人不会来到这里。
The question is not will they believe. The question is will they even hear the message.
这问题不是说他们会不会相信，而是他们有没有听过这个事情。
Here in America, at least you can hear.
在美国你可以听到。
You can hear it everywhere.
你在哪里都可以听到。
You can hear it on TV, on radio.
在电视，在电收音机。
You can hear it at church or from a neighbor or a friend.
从教会你的朋友邻居都可能听到。
Maybe you'll hear it at work.
现在工作地方你也可以听到。
You can read it in the newspaper.
在报纸上可以看到。
You can see it on billboards.
你看到广告就看到。
You can hear the message.
你可以听到这个消息。
Where I live, they won't hear.
但是我去的地方他们并没有听到。
There are 15 million blue-collar workers in Taiwan that won't get a chance to hear.
在台湾有1500万这个劳工。
And Romans 10 puts this so simply, Romans 10:14.
罗马书十章十四节说。
Says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed?
如果没人听见怎么会相信呢？
How will they believe in him whom they've not heard?
如果他没有听见怎么会相信呢？
How will they hear without a preacher?
如果没有传的话，传讲的话，人怎么会听到？
How will they preach unless they're sent?
如果不教导他们，他们怎么会相信呢？
So thank you.
所以谢谢你们。
Thank you for sending us.
谢谢你们把我们支持我们去台湾。
For 7 years, you have been sending us to Taiwan.
在过去七年是你们把我们差遣到台湾去。
Because of that, more people have heard.
因为这样子，所以有更多人听到这个福音。
And more people have believed.
也更多人相信了他。
So please continue to send us.
所以继续的差遣我们去吧。
Okay, well if you do believe, let me ask you something else.
如果你真的相信的话，让我再问你一些其他问题。
What do you think about yourself sometimes?
你有想到将来你自己会怎么样？
Maybe you feel like you're not good enough for God.
或许你认为我并不好的可以我不值得神。
Or maybe you feel guilt or you feel shame before God.
可能你在神面前你自己有罪疚感。
Rahab was not good.
拉撒并不是个好人。
She was a prostitute.
她是个妓女而已。
She wasn't good enough for God.
她并不。
God saves by faith, and He enables us to do His will also by faith.
神因为信心拯救他，神因为信心来才有行为。
Maybe you think I'm not smart enough.
也可能觉得我不知道这个事情。
Other people know more of the Bible than I do.
其他人比我懂得你懂得多。
I'm not smart enough to do God's work.
我并不是很能做神的工作。
Rahab was not smart.
拉合并不是一个很机警的人。
She probably had no education at all.
她可能根本没有受过教育。
And Taiwan's blue-collar workers usually have less education.
在台湾的劳工人他们的教育程度并不是很高，跟可能跟拉合差不多。
But it was her faith that enabled her family to hear.
但是记得是拉撒的信心救了他。
She only knew a little bit.
他只知道一点点。
All she knew was there's a creator God of heaven and earth.
拉撒知道只是说这有一个创造天地的主。
You know more than she does.
你知道的可能比他还多。
Maybe you're too afraid.
可能你太害怕，太胆怯了。
Afraid to share your faith, afraid to tell others.
不敢把福音跟别人分享。
If Rahab's faith was wrong, they would have killed her.
如果拉合信心是不对的。
Do you remember the king comes to her house and says, "Where are the spies? Where are the spies?"
你想想看，这些 人来到拉合家，问他探子在哪里。
She says they just left. Hurry, go quickly. Maybe you can catch them.
他告诉他们，哎，他们已经走了，你赶紧去追他，可能追得到。
Why does she say go quickly?
为什么这样说？
Because she's scared they'll come into the house and find them.
因为他怕这人又回来，来找到探子。
She doesn't want to die.
会把他杀掉，他不愿意死。
She is afraid.
他的确害怕。
But she still put her faith into action.
但是还是。信心才有行为。
She was bold to put her faith into action.
因为信心才有胆量。
Bold to tell her entire family.
她有胆量告诉她整个家族。
How can you put your faith into action in Ann Arbor?
你怎么样把你的信心来化成行为？
Maybe you need the faith to tell your family.
可能你需要你足够信心来告诉你的家人。
Maybe you need the faith to tell a friend or a neighbor or someone at work.
你需要可能更大信心来告诉你的朋友跟你的同事。
Maybe you need the faith to work and help reconcile your marriage.
你可能需要做信心来跟你的配偶。
Maybe you need the faith to forgive someone who's hurt you.
你需要信心来原谅一些伤害过你的人。
But you need faith to do that.
你需要信心来做这些事情。
God will enable you to do His will by your faith.
因为他的信心的缘故，神能使用他。
Now there's one more very important thing to know about Rahab.
还有一个更重要的事情，我们要知道拉合。
And that is in Matthew chapter 1.
在马太福音的第一章。
This is everybody's favorite part of Scripture.
这是大家最喜爱的一节经文。
You stay up all night, you can't sleep because you read this part of Scripture.
你读这个经文读整夜，你也看不到什么东西。
This is the genealogy.
这是家族史。
The list of names.
一些人名字的名单。
All right, I'll read starting in Matthew 1, verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。
It gets more exciting as we go on. Verse 3.Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram.
第三节，犹大从他玛士生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰。
Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab, the father of Nahshon. Nahshon, the father of Salmon or Salmon, I don't know.
Chinese easy. 亚兰生亚米拉达，亚米拉达生拉顺。Lasun son Salmon.
Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab.
Salmon son Lahus son Boaz.
Got it?
看到没有?
You got Rahab in there, right?
No.
This is the same Rahab.
这个拉合就是那个拉合。
This is her.
这就是她。
What does this mean?
这有什么意思?
She gets married.
她后来结婚了。
She gets a husband.
她有个丈夫。
She has a son.
她有儿子。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Do you think any woman in that job wants that job? Prostitute?
你想一个女人会愿意做妓女吗？
Do you think a woman in that job wants to get out?
你想那女人会有好的出路吗?
What do you think a woman like that would want?
你想那个女人在那种职业会想要什么东西呢?
To get married. To have a son.
就结婚生个儿子。
God doesn't just save us for eternal life.
神不只是拯救他的永生给他永生。
He saves us now.
神说就是现在。
He gave this woman a new life.
他给这个女人新的生命。
He gave her a son she could hold.
他给了一个儿子他可以拥抱。
Because the Creator God values her, values you.
因为这创世的主对他看重他也看重你。
He wants your life to be good.
他希望你生命是好的。
He wants it to be happy.
他要你快乐。
Now Rahab didn't just have any son. It wasn't any old son.
但那是拉合并没有孩子。
Her son is a descendant of Jesus.
他的儿子是耶稣的祖先。
Remember, God is preparing the whole time to bring this Savior.
你知道神一直在预备这位救世主。
Rahab's little bit of faith gives a son in the line of Jesus.
拉合就凭上一点信心，他有个儿子，儿子之后就下后来生了耶稣。
Rahab's not even Jewish.
拉合并不是犹太人耶。
She's like you and me.
他跟你 我一样。
We're not Jewish.
我们不是犹太人。
But God, by our faith, gives us important work to do.
但神因着信心给他一个很重要的工作来做。
Her faith changed the whole world.
他的那点信心改变整个世界。
Your faith can change the whole world.
你的信心也可以改变整个世界。
Now, scholars argue about the population of Jericho.
学者一直在为这个耶利哥城的人口做争论。
Scholars like to argue.
因为学者都喜欢争论。
But back then, cities were a lot smaller than they are today.
在那个时候，耶利哥城是比现在耶利哥城要小。
It's possible that the city of Jericho was only 3,000 souls.
很有可能在耶利哥城当时里面就住3000个人。
Maybe it was 5,000.
可能是5000人。
Maybe 20,000.
或许2万人。
Even if 20,000 souls died that day,
就算是两千人，在那个时候有两万人住在里面。
That is nothing compared to the 15 million Taiwanese blue collar souls who won't hear the message.
但跟台湾的1500万劳工来讲，那个不算什么。
So I ask you to pray that these 15 million would hear the good news.
So, 想你们帮我们祷告，希望为这事情祷告，这一千五百万人都能够听到福音。
That they would hear there is a supreme God of heaven and of earth.
让我们听到这里有一位上天下地的主。
That they too would hear, believe, and be saved.
希望他们能够听见、相信而被拯救。
And now,my wife, actually, we have a few pictures we're going to show, and she's going to show you a little bit about what we're doing in Taiwan.
我的太太愿意跟你们分享一下我们一些在台湾的。
So here's Amy. Should I give you this?
As we've already said, we've been in Taiwan for 7 years. 5 of those have been in Jia Yi.
在过去七年当中，我们去台湾是五年，住在嘉义。
And this is our family.
这是我的家人。
Sorry, we didn't get to bring our daughters here this time.
今天我们没有带我们两个女儿来。
Because we're leaving on Tuesday, they had family who wanted to visit with them before they left.
因为我们的时间很短，我们有其他家人要看他们。
Our oldest Devin is 13, and our youngest Saffron is 10.
我大女儿13岁，小女儿10岁。
As Sean already mentioned, we are working with Taiwan's working class.
我们是跟在台湾的一些劳工一起做服侍他们。
So these are your taxi drivers, your truck drivers, your restaurant workers, your stall workers.
他们是像计程车的司机、货车的司机，在餐馆做事的。
15 million people and less than 0.5% are Christian.
在这一千五百万人口当中，有不到0.5%的人是基督徒。
In fact, even the whole island of Taiwan is only about 2.5% Christian.
在整个台湾的人口里面，只有2.5%是基督徒。
Taiwan is the only Han Chinese populated country without a breakthrough with the gospel.
台湾是在汉人在说汉民族里面唯一的是没有听过福音。
Yes. So, for example, you look at the mainland, you look at China, Hong Kong, Macau, Singapore, all these areas with Han Chinese, there has been a breakthrough with the gospel.
在所有其他汉民族住地方，像中国大陆、新加坡、香港，他们这个基督教的确是有一个突破，但台湾没有。
Only in Taiwan has there not been a breakthrough with the gospel.
为了台湾的福音还没有一个突破。
Why?
为什么呢？
Obviously, one of the reasons why is because of the religious, the religion in Taiwan.
因为台湾本身它有自己的宗教。
The idol worship, the ancestor worship.
他们敬拜偶像，敬拜他们祖宗。
Really makes it difficult for people to become believers in Jesus.
使到人在相信耶稣非常的困难。
But another reason is that for the working class,
另外一个对这个工作劳工阶级很困难的事情是
the traditional church model is not comfortable for them.
这个传统的这种教会的形式，他们来讲并不觉得很自在。
They feel uncomfortable.
他们觉得很不舒服，去到教会里面。
Now for us, this model may be very comfortable.
对我们来讲，这种一样的一个这样的教会，对我们来讲，我们会觉得很舒服。
We like this. We enjoy this.
我们高兴，我们也很享受这里。
But for the working class, it's uncomfortable.
但是在劳工来讲，这种情况他们不是很舒服的。
Keep in mind, for most of these people, their education level is very, very low, maybe junior high education.
记得他们的教育程度很低，可能就初中程度。
This means they don't read so well.
所以他们读的并不是很会看书。
Many of our friends don't read much at all.
他们可能根本很多人不会去读。
Yet when they go into a church, they're handed three things.
他们来到教会，看人带三样事情。
They're given a Bible, a hymnal, and a church bulletin, a church news.
他们有三样，一个是圣经，一个是诗本，一个教会的这个程序单。
They can't read.
他们不能够读。
And so almost immediately, as soon as they step in, they realize, oh, I don't belong here.
所以当一进到教会的时候，他发现，哎，我其实我并不属于这个地方的人。
And so our work there requires us to really think.
所以我们经常要想怎么做。
We have to figure out what kind of environment do the working class need in order to have an opportunity to hear the gospel.
我们在想，要给他供给一个他们怎样的环境，让他们有愿意去听福音。
For us, this is a lot of fun. It requires creativity and just thinking completely outside the box.
所以要经验，我们要很大的一个创造的一个创造力、想象力。
Sometimes things work and sometimes we fail.
可能有时候是有功效，有时候是没有功效的。
But nevertheless, it's a lot of fun.
但无论怎么样，是很有乐趣的。
Our work there is church planning.
我们在这边是要建立教会。
So we focus on evangelism.
来传福音。
Discipleship and training.
门徒训练。
And reproducing churches.
能够生产更多教会。
Now we could go and we could plan a church and maybe have 30 people in it.
我们可能会建立一个教会，可能只有30个人。
But you know, chances are in Taiwan 20 years from now, there would still only be 30 people in it.
可能20年之后，这教会还是只有30个人耶。
We want to see reproducing churches. We want to see lots of churches.
我们愿意有更多教会来产生。
Churches where the working class can go and feel comfortable and invite their friends to come.
因为在劳工的阶层，他们并不觉得教会很舒服，他也不会邀请他朋友来教会。
And so, for example, we have what we call tea night every Thursday night. This is a group just for men.
所以我们有像这个一个喝茶的一个晚会。
And they get together around 10, starting about 10 o'clock because the guys are done with work and they have the time.
差不多晚上十点钟，因为他们已经下班工作完了，他们有时间了。
Now it's kind of messy.
时间并不是很好。
You know, they're drinking tea, 泡茶。
他们喝茶喝一天了。
They're smoking cigarettes.
他们抽香烟。
And they're chewing 槟榔。
Beetle nuts. 他们口里嚼槟榔。
But you know what? Who cares?
谁会照顾他们？谁会想他们？
They're hearing the gospel for most of them for the first time.
很多人他们第一次听到福音。
And for most of them for the first time in a way that they can understand it and respond.
第一次他们能够听到福音，他们可以了解福音，他们有所反应。
And as a result of this, we have seen a couple of these men come to faith in Jesus.
因为这样的很多人有几个人来信了耶稣。
And they invite their friends to come.
他们也带他们的朋友来。
Here's a lady named June. Now, she's pretty typical in our ministry and the women that we meet. June has only maybe a junior high. I think she studied high school for just a couple of years.
这位女士她大概是初中高中的程度，是很典型的一个我们所见到的人。
She got married at a very young age. I think she was about 16 or 17.
16岁就结婚了。
She had a couple of kids.
她有两个孩子。
Eventually, though, her husband got involved in gambling.
她先生跑去赌博。
And he began to abuse his wife and his children.
打孩子，打老婆。
One day, her husband took a knife.
有一天，他先生拿起把刀。
And he told June, "I'm going to kill you."
说，这太太说叫 June 说我要把你杀死。
At that point, June knew she had to do something.
那时候，June这女士小姐说，我必须要做些什么事情来保护我自己。
She had to leave.
她要离开家。
Her life was in danger.
因为她的生命受到威胁。
Now, you probably know in Taiwan, when a couple divorce, where do the kids go?
你知道台湾有夫妇离婚的话，孩子要怎么办？
To the father.
通常跟着父亲去了。
And so June knew that to leave her husband meant to leave her children also.
如果June想跟她先生离婚的话，就表示要跟她孩子要分开。
So June went to work at a restaurant.
所以这个女士就去那个餐馆工作。
That just happened to be owned by a friend of ours who had just recently become a Christian.
就刚好他的老板是我们那个朋友，他才最近变成一个基督徒。
Her name is Olivia.
她名字叫Lilia。
Olivia took June in, she took care of her, prayed with her, and allowed her to live in an apartment above the restaurant.
对，这位他的朋友就照顾这个June，让他住在他们自己家里楼上。
June eventually also became a believer in Jesus.
最后，这位June也变成为基督徒。
Back in February 2006, Olivia was diagnosed with cancer.
2006年2月，我这位朋友Olivia被诊断有癌症。
And she had to go to Taipei for treatment.
她要去台北接受治疗。
June went with her and took care of her.
这位June跟她一起上台北来照顾她。
She cooked for her, she fed her, she bathed her.
她帮她煮饭，喂她吃，帮她洗澡。
And they would just sit in that hotel room, that hospital room, and read the Bible, pray together, and just listen to worship songs.
就在医院里面跟他们一起来读经，来唱诗。
And they both say that that was the greatest time of growth in their lives.
他们两个都说，在那段时间是他们生命成长最好的时候。
Eventually, Olivia did die in November.
Olivia 最后在November 11月过去了。
But before she died, June came into town, back into Jai, and called me up and said, "I need to meet you."
那她在June后来回到家里打电话给我。
So I said, "What's going on?" She said, "Well, meet me first, and then I'll tell you what's going on."
她说我要见你，我要跟你讲件事情。So
I meet her at a coffee shop, and she's all dressed up.
我跟她在咖啡店见面，她穿得很好。And
just looking beautiful and radiant.
看起来非常漂亮。I
said, "Well, what's going on?" She says, "I got custody of my son."
她问她什么发生的事情，她说我见到我的儿子。Her
son.
啊？
Her son, got custody of her son.
她得到孩子监护权。
Yeah. And I said, "Well, how did that happen? Because these 2 years, or yeah, 2 years that June had been gone from her family, she was not allowed to see her sons."
哦，因为我说怎么会发生这种事情？过去你们结婚2年了，你跟你孩子都分开了，怎么会发生这种事情？
In fact, the in-laws had told her sons that their mother left to become a prostitute.
因为他父亲告诉他，你妈妈离开你去做妓女。
So I said, "How did you get custody of your youngest son?"
那你怎么得到你这个第二孩子的监护权呢？
And she said, "Well, I got a phone call from my ex-husband."
他说我得到我前夫打电话给我，有一天。
He needed money.
他需要钱。
He was in trouble with gambling.
因为他赌博嘛，他输钱了。
And of course, in Taiwan, what that means is the mafia is after you.
你知道，在那个时候，一些黑社会的人就会跟，因为欠钱就找他麻烦。
He owed money to gangsters because of gambling debt.
因为赌博关系，他先生欠这些人的钱。
And so she told her husband, "I'll give you money."
她跟先生讲，好，我给你钱。
You give me a son, and I will give you money.
你把儿子给我，我就给钱你。
And so she bought her son.
所以她把等于把孩子买赎回来。
And she says, now I'm saving up money because I know he's going to get in trouble again.
她说我先继续存钱，因为我知道前夫会继续 有困难。
And I'm going to get my oldest son too.
我有一天我会把大孩子也 买回来。
June now is one of our main workers in our ministry, our main leaders.
June 现在是我们这个 team 这个队伍里面最重要的一个同工。
This is June here.
June 在那边。
After Olivia died, June returned to Jai, and now she runs the restaurant that Olivia owns.
Olivia 过去以后，June 回到嘉义来经营这个餐馆。
And June says, "This is my restaurant now."
June 说，现在这个餐馆是我的了。
Anybody who comes in here is going to hear the gospel.
人家来这边的餐馆里面都会听到福音的。
So she has Bible studies and just sits with people and prays with them and talks to them as they come into the restaurant.
所以来的餐馆，她给他讲传福音，让知道福音。
Every Tuesday night she has this group.
每礼拜二晚上他们有这个小组。
There are probably about 14-15 people in it now.
有14到15个人现在。
They meet at about 10 o'clock at night, maybe 11 o'clock.
他们晚上十点到十一点聚会。
And they'll meet until about 2 in the morning.
一直到第二天早上两点。
Now, we don't go to this group.
我们并没有去到这个小组。
At least not on a regular basis.
并不是去经常的去。
Because we strongly believe that the Taiwanese can do the work much better than we can.
我相信台湾的人他们做的事情比我会做得更好。
And so our work is more in the background, training these leaders.
So 我们所做的事情是在背后来训练支持他们。
June is gifted in evangelism.
June 是一个非常有天分的一个传教士。
From January until about June, she led about 6 or 7 people to faith in Jesus.
从一月到六月，短短的五月当中，她带了五六个人信耶稣。
So I don't want to go in there and mess things up.
有一天我也去了。
And so, again, our goal is reproducing churches. That group, we've already identified another person who we think will be the next leader. We want to see that group split off into two groups.
我们目的是要建立更多的教会，我们希望从那个小组里面能够成立一个教会。
And so we want to see multiplication.
我们需要看到成长。
We want it led by the Taiwanese.
我希望这叫被台湾的人来带领。
We want to see the Taiwanese leading the Taiwanese.
我们看到，希望台湾人能看到这个台湾人的需要。
And it needs to be culturally relevant.
而且跟他们的文化习俗是有关的。
It needs to be something that these people are feel comfortable in and can invite their friends to.
所以这些人他们会觉得很舒服来到这里，把他们的朋友带进来。
In addition, we develop, as I said, this is fun for us because we have to be creative. We have to think outside the box. And so we have to think of some resources.
我们要跳出传统来想一些创造的想法，所以我们有一些资源。
So, for example, we have the mini Bibles,
我们有小本圣经
which look like these. Now, you hand a working class person,
当你对劳工来处理的话，你需要一个特别做法。
A huge Bible,
大本的圣经
and it scares them.
使他们觉得很害怕。
You hand them something like this.
你给他们小本的小册子。
Which is just some stories about Jesus's miracles.
是讲到耶稣的神迹。
And they look at it and they say, "Oh, I can read that."
他们说，哎，这种小本子书我可以看。
We are also doing puppet ministry.
我们也做木偶戏。
The 布袋戏。
布袋戏。布袋戏。
And you know, this is an adult form, an adult art form.
这是大人的一些这个表演的东西。
And so we're right now developing the script to tell Bible stories using the puppets.
他们用这个木偶布袋戏来讲圣经的故事。
And we also have someone on our team who happens to be an artist, and she's making a comic book to go along with that because the working class like comic books also.
他们编一些喜剧笑话的书，他们喜欢，那些人喜欢看。
And then lastly, we have.
最后我们有的。
Taiwanese KTV.
叫做台湾基督徒的 KTV.
Do we want to try this? Do you want to see a sample?
你们要看看这什么东西
？Yeah, let's try it out.
我们来给你看一看这是什么 KTV 是什么东西。
Come on up. Can we do number? No, we want to do.
Can you go back and play real quick?
Number four.
能够回到原开始的地方吗?
So what we did was we took old traditional Taiwanese songs, say like Shim Su Xia Lang Tai. And we changed the word to Shim Su Ya So Tai.
改成耶稣的歌词。
So those of you who speak Taiwanese, try this out with us.
如果你会讲台湾话的话, 可以跟我们一起听唱的歌。
The converts wrote the lyrics.
Oh, so,
A little louder?
Louder, yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're
talking about. All right. Okay, that's good. So now you can worship like a Taiwanese person. Oh, we worship the Lord there. We go back to the pictures real quick. We'll be almost done.
See, now isn't that fun?
是不是很好玩呢?
Now what can you do to help?
这样的话你能怎么样帮助呢?
Again, thank you so much over these past 7 years for your prayers and your support.
谢谢你们过去七年里面对我们的祷告跟我们支持。
We have 3 things you can do.
有3件事情你可以帮我们做的。
You can pray, you can send, or you can go.
你可以祷告，你可以支持我们，或者你自己可以去。
Now, I believe God doesn't send every single Christian to a new place to spread the gospel. Sometimes He calls us to stay.
有时候, send?
Stay. 留着。
Stay, I think. I was thinking of a Taiwanese. 有时候神要我们留下来。
But I do believe that God calls every single Christian to be involved in missions.
但我相信神需要每一个基督徒在都有关这传福音事工上有份。
I think that's clear in that Romans 10 passage that Sean read.
就像刚刚像读的罗马书第10章的经文所记载的。
How will they hear without a preacher?
他们怎么样听到这位创造主？
And how will they preach if they're not sent?
如果没有人去的话，他们会听到。
And so I think it's every Christian's responsibility to be involved in missions in one way or another.
不管怎么样，我相信每个基督徒在传福音的事工上都应该有份。
One way is through prayer.
另外一方法就是祷告。
And so we have this 10 seconds for Taiwan. We have some cards sitting out on the table.
我们有小卡片在外面桌子上为台湾祷告。
And what this is an email prayer every 2 weeks.
是一个email的祷告，每2个礼拜做一次。
It's very, very short.
非常简短。
Gives information about the working class.
也是为了这些劳工界。
And then a thing to pray for them, a prayer for them.
一些为他们祷告的事项。
It only takes 10 seconds.
就花你们10秒钟。
Every 2 weeks.
两个礼拜一次。
That's all.
这是你们所要做的事情。
Very simple. So if you would like to sign up for this, grab one of these cards, and there's information on how to sign up for that. We have the card in English and in Chinese.
在卡片你我在有中文英文印在上面告诉你怎么做。
On the other hand,
在另外一方面
for those of you who really like to pray,
希望你们真的为这事情祷告。
We have the 30 stories about Taiwan's working class.
我们这里有三这本书里有三十个故事有关的台湾的劳工。
You can kind of use this as a devotional.
比如说灵修的材料。
And what it does is tell stories of, and many of these people are our friends, tell stories about our friends.
他们这讲到一些他们朋友的故事。
Maybe how they become became Christians or why they're not Christians.
他们怎么样变成基督徒，而且为什么有些人不会变成基督徒。
And then gives you ideas on how to pray for them.
给你一些祷告的一些事项，帮祷告。
These stories are very typical.
这故事这是非常典型的故事。
And then finally,
但最后,
we do need financial support.
我们需要在经济上的支持。
And we have envelopes also out there.
我们在外面有一些信封。
When we came back this term, we had to raise $1,000 a month.
我们回来的话，每个月我们需要能够 raise 收集到1000块钱。
Most of that is because our oldest daughter now has to go to boarding school in Taichung.
主要原因是我的大女儿需要在台中住宿。
And of course that costs a lot of money.
因为呢，那去那学校住宿啊，也需要很多的钱。
Right now we only need about $200 more.
我们现在需要是 every month.
Every month.
每个月我们现在需要是有多200块钱。
So if you're that's just eight people giving $25 a month.
如果八个人每个人给25块钱一个月的话，我们就达到目标。
So if you're interested in that, you can grab an envelope there and that will give you some explanation on how to do that.
我们这信封放在外面桌子上，我们可以给你更多的资料。
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
谢谢大家。
在这谢谢Sean 跟 Amy 他们今天不单接受圣的话语，同时也接受他们的事工跟我们分享，让我们更加的明白晓得怎样来支持为他们来祷告。
Again, we would like to give thanks to Amy and Sean not for only sharing the message but also share with their stories in Taiwan.
从他们身上我们看见我们的神真的是一位很丰盛的一位神。
From them, we see the abundance of our Lord.
他们所需要的不单只是金钱这方面。
What they need is not only money.
他们需要的祷告求以及神所给他们这个智慧。
They need your prayer and the wisdom from the God.
从刚才他们所分享的这些人，我们真的看见神的正是给他们智慧，给他们创意，这样去来发展他们这个事工。
From their sharing, we can see that really provide them the wisdom so that they can have a creative idea and jump out of the box how to serve the people.
我们这个是我们来唱这个回应诗。
爱心 response song。
这个诗歌56首，我们只是唱两节就好，第一节跟第二节 ，first and second 后面。
56 hymn book 56 first and the second verse。
我们站起来。
All stand up, please.
我心却有根基，不是在心跳上，乃是靠来用火救助为我带罪受伤。我不需要任何辩证，不需别人求情，耶稣代死救赎工程他成为我生命。第一节英文的 One has found amazing grace, not in a man-made grace. I trust the ever-living one that is a great grace. I need no other evidence, I need no Jesus died and
was again for me. 第二节，我主拯救我心满足，处境恐惧忧虑，我的罪人来到主前，他永不会丢弃。我不需要让他变得不疲倦来救赎，耶稣在十字架上等，他成为我的义。
请我们仍然站立，我们来领受。
Please remain standing, receive the 祝福。
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。 The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.
现在将时间交给主席来报告。
在这里代表教会要欢迎今天第一次在我们当中来聚会的弟兄姐妹和朋友。如果你今天第一次来，好不好请你站起来自我介绍一下。
On behalf of the church, I would like to welcome those who are here for
the
very first time. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Please remain standing until you receive a welcome pamphlet.
今天在我们当中好像还有主爱中华几位姐妹在我们当中，特别请你们也站起来让大家认识一下。谢谢他们，他们从芝加哥过来。
From Chicago。
盼望今天第一次来的你们可以把这个教会当作你的家。我们在这里不分你是从哪边来，也不分你的年纪，你的工作，我们都欢迎你。那盼望这个教会可以成为你在这里属灵的家。
I do wish those the first timer can take this church as a spiritual home, no matter what your background or where you came from.
好，刚刚Gibson 夫妇曾介绍他们的支持的事情。
So a little while ago, Ian Sean shared with what support they need.
我们特别要讲说那个支票请你写的是World Team, Pay to World Team, right?然后他的那个底下那个 note 写的是 Gibson。
If you want to write a check, please write the title as Work Team OMF and Work Team is enough, and in the memo space write down Gibson's.
那大家可以打开我们的周报哈，我稍微 highlight 几项。
Could you open your bulletins? I would like to highlight several items.
第一项就是教会在8月26号会举行敬礼。
August 26th, there will be a baptism in this church.
我们在8月17号的礼拜五的晚上我们会有一个敬礼班。
On the 17th of the Friday evening, we will have a baptism class.
所以假如你还没有报名或者你想要参加但是还没有报名的话请你跟吴牧师联络。
If you want to be baptized and has not registered, please approach Pastor Gore.
好，然后在下个礼拜六的早上，在 St. Andrew Church 会有一个服侍早餐的一个机会。
Next Saturday morning, there will be an opportunity you can serve in St. Andrew's Church.
请你跟叶一斌弟兄 Grover 联络。Grover, are you here?
Please contact Grover if you can help.
他不在，好。然后我们会在9月8号那一天是个礼拜六，我们会有青少年的那个运动的机会。
On the 8th of September, there is a youth program called Sport Fest.
我们也许年纪都比较大。
Maybe we are older than them.
但是我们可以组队跟年轻人较量一下。
But we can form a team to
to pray with them.
所以请大家能够能够，假如你想参加这样子的球类比赛的话，请请能够准备，然后在那时候来报名。
You can register then to participate in these sports team. You
我们在门口外面，就是讲台外面有报名单。
We have registration form outside the hall.
或者你可以跟那个 team 委联络。Team, are you here?
Okay, you Ted. Ted Wei. To get more information.
Yeah, 可以跟他报名。
Or you can register to him.
Okay, 然后我们会在九月的二十八号到三十号会有我们的退休会。
There will be a retreat on September 28th to 30th.
是在 Grace Lake, Michigan 那边。
Is at the Grace Lake, Michigan.
我们那个退休会会完全用英文来进行。
The main language, only language in that retreat is English.
也是一样，请大家能够在门口那边拿报名单。
You may register now.
好，那我 highlight 几样就到。这里为止，还有没有什么其他的部门有什么特别的报告？
请代表健堂委员会要求大家为在八月二十一号市政府举行对我们教堂这个 site plan 公听会，这事情祷告，是在八月二十一号。那这个会的结果会影响到这个 planning department 怎么样向市议会。做最后的 recommendation 是有关我们的 site plan， 是八月二十一号晚上七点钟在 City Hall， 那个他们为这个事情举行 public hearing 公听会，为这个事情特别的祷告。
我们可以参加。
我想可以，那造成事情大家可以参加，我可能会把这个东西的时间确实在City Hall 什么地方的 information。email 给大家，欢迎大家去那边来看市政府在 planning department 怎么样处理我们这个个案。
对、okay. ，
这我们需要很大的祷告这个事情。
好，还有没有什么特别报告？没有，牧师。
这是有关在八月二十六号那天的组织，是一个特别的一个组织，我们替几位弟兄姐妹受洗。
It's regarding the baptism on August 26th.
因为那天我们聚完之后呢，我们还有十二点呢是这个英文的这个聚会。
And the day after the baptism at 12 o'clock, we still have our English service.
所以时间会相当的这个紧凑。
The time will be very tight.
所以我想那天的这个组织崇拜呢。Instead, 在十点十五分，我想提前十五分钟。我们那天是十点就开始聚会。
That day, our service will be moved 15 minutes earlier. It will start at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 所以我请大家记得，我们那天十点开始，八月二十六号的那个组织是十点我们就开始。
Please do remember on August 26th, the starting time of our worship service. Yeah.Is 10 o'clock.
而且那天的那个聚会的程序我会去拟定会比较特别，不像以往一般的所以我的信息呢，专讲我会放在前面所以弟兄姐妹们，我希望能够十点呢那天能够准时来
The worship service will be a little different from previous.
若是没有的话，没有任何报告，我们可以摸到散会。散会以后，请弟兄姊妹能够握手欢迎这些新来的在我们当中的，谢谢。
We may dismiss after a silent prayer to remember welcome the first timers.
Thank you.